say that across the board.
For me,
Amongst friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Yo, 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 and yo. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year, all of that good stuff. Yeah. This your girl, Deidre, and tonight is our season finale. Tonight is the last time y'all gonna get to talk to us in the new year, until the new year. Okay, so this is how we gonna do it. You need to call in at 760-683-2662 or by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends. Also, you can be a part of the conversation by, in your Facebook search engine, put in Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. That will allow you to join the group, and you can post your comments if you're too afraid to call in. So, how it's going down tonight, it is a anything goes conversation. So if there's any questions, if there's any comments, if there are anything that you have enjoyed over the course of this year or this season, talk to us. Share with us. Let us know what's going on. Okay? Tonight we got some people coming in and coming out. And also, this is the time for me to let you know that we will have a new host come next year. So aren't y'all excited about that? Because I am. So tonight we also have Ezell, who has been a regular for us as one of our guest co-hosts, and he said that he was kind of upset when there was a Anything Goes show that he wasn't aware of. So I'm expecting him to, you know, be on his good behavior. All right. So, and we also have Jeff, who is hanging in there with us. And then, of course, our other people will be joining on the line a little bit later. So, fellas, why don't y'all go ahead and say hello to the people, and then let's get it crunk.
Hey, everybody. This is let's go.
Hey, everybody. What's up? This is Jeff. I just want to make this brief announcement really quick. This is the last holiday of 2012, so get it in, because we need some new kids around to watch this next year.
Right. Well, all right. Well, you know, Ezell, since you kind of gave me a hard time the last time we had a Anything Goes session, why don't you go ahead? What you got to say? What you got to ask? What's on your mind?
Oh, my God. What am I going to ask? You know, I'm not really the ask person. I'm really the answer person. But when and why are you coming back to D.C.?
Say that one more time.
When and why are you coming back to the DMV?
When and why am I coming back to the DMV?
Oh, Lord.
So what had happened was I shall be returning back to the DMV because I miss you guys so terribly, 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 terribly. I miss you guys.
Okay, but I'm sorry. You gave that answer without violins in the background. can you speak again? Thank you.
No, for real. So I am waiting for a couple of job offers. So we're hoping, or I am confident, that by the end of January, I will have a final date of when I shall return. So
looking forward to having you back on this day.
Yeah, so it'd be nice if before I leave, you know, everybody come to Texas and we have a great send-off, you know, and all this kind of stuff.
How about we just wait till you get here and have a great arrival?
You know what? I like that even better.
Oh, boy. I feel you. I feel you. So, yes. No one special has you coming back to D.C.?
Yeah, me.
Okay.
I mean, I could put it out there, you know, that the real reason that I'm coming back to D.C. is because me and Ezell, we're going to elope.
Yeah, you could.
Okay, that was a joke.
Yeah,
for all
you know
of
y'all
that are listening, I don't need nobody to come and try and slash my ties or anything like that. It was a joke.
You know, in the morning it'll be all over Facebook.
Right. It was a joke.
Oh.
Please understand it was a joke. And maybe on my part, a very bad joke. Okay?
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Okay.
Oh, so I can stop those prayers I was just sending up to Ezell. That's what you're telling me right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can pull them back.
Yeah. Bring it in. It was just a joke.
Stop it.
Okay, we have someone. We have someone that is trying to call in, so if you would give us a call back, that number where you can call is 760-683-2662. I will apologize that someone from the 301 area code called in, and I accidentally hung up on you. That was not intentional, so just call back in. Jeff.
You hanging up on folks all right?
Yeah, you know, it was that tricky finger, you know what I'm saying? The one that just does anything and everything. It was loose. So, Jeff, what are some of the great moments or memories from this season? One of those, I can't believe that was said, or, oh, that was stupid, for real. That was serious.
I will gladly say anytime we talk about sex, yes.
Anytime we talk about church?
No, I said sex. I said S-E-X, not church. Anytime we talked about sex, doing it, the horizontal mambo, getting it in.
Mm-hmm.
But I must say I did enjoy the show from the male's perspective that Joey and I did. A couple of weeks ago, I felt it was very entertaining. It was a release for my soul, and I truly enjoyed it.
Okay, I think that's pretty garbage. I mean, because that's where we coined the term, or y'all coined the term, take a knee. Is that really necessary?
Works for me.
Works for you. Do you even know what take a knee means, Ezell?
I can pretty much figure that one out.
Okay.
Do you even hung up on people that don't want to come back?
No. I mean, it was an accident. You can call back in. We're here waiting for you. 760-683-2662.
You're scared folks out the chat room look at you. You just...
I ain't scared nobody. Okay, so I'm gonna do one of the carryover questions from, you know, our conversations from last week when it was the ladies can ask any questions. Okay. So, why is it that men will say, oh, I want to be with you and all of this kind of stuff, and then there's no follow through? Like, what's the whole purpose of saying, you know, I want to be with you, I know what it is that you're wanting from me, which is a relationship, And then you say stuff like, you know, I love you, you know, I believe that this can work, and da-da-da-da-da. And the next thing you know, you go missing in action. I mean, I'm not understanding. What's up with that? What's the
cold
whole
feet.
Go ahead.
Cold feet.
Cold feet?
You scared them off.
I didn't scare them off. I'm just saying, you know, like there was a situation of someone, you know, they reached out to someone and the response was, you know, I'm glad that you got back into, you know, contact with me. I've never stopped loving you, blah, blah, blah. I really want to go there with you. And then they went MIA. Like, what was the whole point of saying all of that if you were not serious?
You working for Secret Service or something?
No.
Crazy.
I'm just saying. I got a friend of mine. He disappears for 4 months at a time. I call him Tommy. Hold on.
One of our listeners said that they're just trying to get the cookie. Okay, but you ain't gotta do all that. And for one, this person isn't giving up the cookies like that.
You
so,
mean that person or this person, speaking of yourself?
The person that I'm speaking of.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not understanding. Okay, so y'all talk amongst yourselves, and we're going to bring some other people on the line.
Are you really telling me just to talk amongst ourselves like we sit?
Yes, 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 I did. On the air, I did, because I'm doing two things at once. So, yeah, do what I say, okay? How about that?
Look at there, look at there.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, I mean... Well, I mean, we got to feel you out. I mean, you know, it's a situation. You know, there could be a lot of things that we feel are going to go away in enough time that we can go ahead and do what we got to do. Yeah, so, Isa, what do you think about that? I mean, I know a lot of us, you know, sometimes we may actually try to move on to the next, you know, without really closing that back door.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, you know, we're not good at closing doors.
Yeah.
We're not good at closing. You know, we
yeah,
always
we
leave them open. There you go.
Yeah,
run
yeah,
by,
yeah.
Knock on it, see if it's going to open back up. Don't come back for a couple of days. You know, that's just what guys do. We don't burn
yeah,
bridges.
Yeah. right.
And that's all.
Right,
maybe just, you know. You know how you do a comp check when you instructing? Hey, did you get that? Just want to check. Okay, got you. That's what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Okay,
you
know, not so yeah. Whatever you told Jeff was wrong.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't know what was said, but it's wrong.
There you go. See?
Okay.
Oh, before you go on, I will say this. I want to say this to Giselle. See if you can put a thumbs up with this. You know, we also have a hard time trying to end stuff. So we want to end it as best as possible because we do believe in the power of the X. You know what I'm saying? You always want to have that back door back into that lovely program that you just left.
Didn't your mama tell you not to burn bridges?
Okay,
exactly.
but first of all, you do burn a bridge. So I'm assuming that y'all are talking about my situation still?
Well, the situation that you referenced.
Right. Okay. So how you still burning bridges? I mean, like, so for whatever reason, we're not together. So because this is a woman who may be very emotional, you've already broken her heart. And so now she's coming back a second time. We're going to use that. Y'all didn't burn the bridge for whatever reason. She loves you. You dicked her down. You made her feel small. You made her do something. So she still got love for you. And then she comes to you vulnerable, already hurting because y'all have had past relationships. or whatever, or history or experience, and then you lie again. Like, that's not building a bridge or keeping it going. That is actually putting the damn match to a fire so it can be burnt the hell down. Like, I don't understand that.
Well, it's a comp check.
It's a comp check.
Just make sure you ain't too mad at me.
Okay, but hello, if you're going MIA after I done came and says, hey, yeah, you know, I still care about you and all this kind of stuff, and then you go MIA, hello, you are rejecting me because I don't know what the hell is going on with you. I probably ain't talked to you in forever. What do you mean it's a comp check to see if, dude, I wouldn't be talking to you.
Didn't you talk to him?
Well, I didn't, but I'm just saying. I mean, well,
okay.
Yeah, they talked to him, but I'm just
there
saying.
There you go, see? There you go.
So what?
That's all it is comp check. Some guys do.
Okay, so this person should disregard anything this fucker says and keep it stepping.
Well, I mean, you know, he can't come by one day and say something, and I hope you don't take it for gospel. He show up in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock, say, hey, I missed you, I love you, and, you know.
And then go all on the deep end.
Yeah,
that is right.
Exactly.
I agree with that. You know, sometimes women can get a little emotional. And let me just say that, since this is anything goes, this is for the ladies. Can y'all calm y'all damn emotions? I mean, like, y'all be flipping out for real, for real. Y'all make it hard for other females. There has been so many times when I've been talking with a dude and he has lumped me into y'all craziness. Like, seriously, if you are talking to a dude and he is just saying, you know, y'all are getting to know each other and he has not claimed you as his girl, please stop tripping about when he don't call you. Y'all ain't in no relationship. Chill.
Nope.
And another thing, if you have communicated to him that you want a relationship, and then he says that I am not ready for that, boo-boo, that's a no. He does not want the same thing that you want. So don't be trying to lock him down in your imagination and what, don't do it. It's not a good look. I'm just telling you, he is not yours.
I feel you. Thank you. I feel you. Want it.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I second that motion.
I've talked
yeah.
to a couple of females.
I feel you 100.
Y'all be going in. Y'all be like, oh, I mean, you're just meeting this person, and he posts something on Facebook, and you're like, is he talking to me? No. He ain't your dude. Like, I don't understand how you can be concerned about what it is that he's doing if he ain't locked it down. He ain't came to you and say, you my lady, we're going to be, you know, one-on-one, it's just you and me and all this. If he ain't told you that, please stop going around acting like he did. Because if you come to me one more time and say, well, he ain't answering my call, my first question is, has he said that y'all are a couple? Now, if you give me some him and haws and about he ain't ready yet, he trying to make himself the man that God would have for you and all this kind of stuff, I don't want to hear nothing else.
I feel you 100, sis. I feel you 100.
Joey, what? How do you feel about that? I mean, do you have any, I agree, do you see a lot of your friends or hear about situations where women be doing it? Like, they've already locked him down.
Oh, yeah. I've heard some situations where they have already planned their wedding.
Okay. Okay.
So
ladies,
I definitely agree.
Ladies, yeah. So unless he done put a ring on it and he done agreed to a date to marry you, I'm going to need you to shut the wedding coordinator. I'm going to need you to shut that down. I don't need you booking no reception area. I don't need you picking out the colors of your wedding. I don't need you going and I need you to sit down somewhere. Because you're making it hard for the rest of us. Okay? Okay, now I got another question for you guys. Hold on. Yeah, I got another question for you guys. Ezell. They exist at
Kate. I'm here.
I think I got a little nervous. Okay. So I've been hearing this lately. Guys are a little cautious in dealing with women who are over the age of 30, I'm going to say late 30s, early 40s, who are, one, they have never been married, two, they have never had kids, and three, they have not been in a relationship within the last 3 to 5 years. They are cautious in dealing with these types of women because that automatically says that there is something wrong with these women, whether it be mental or physical. I've heard this from about 10 dudes, that when they are looking at potentials, if she hasn't done one of those three things, that something's wrong. Do you agree, fellas, if y'all are listening, do you agree or disagree?
I mean, I can see how you would think that, but you know me, I like the challenge, so.
You like the
challenge. That's just how I am. So that I really don't subscribe to that. But I know some guys will be like, "Oh no, wait a minute, that's going to be too much work."
But why do you think that that's too much? I mean, it could be that she has been she has been focused on her career, and now she's in a place where she can focus on a relationship. She can focus on being a mother, or she could have having the time of her life, you know, having a booty call or having an open relationship or, you know, whatever. She could have, you know, just been in a situation where now she is looking for something solid.
Now, excluding myself, think about two dudes that you would think that that's okay with.
Okay, well, see, I have two sets of friends. You know what I'm saying? One set.
All right.
Well,
I'm talking about that other set.
Okay. You're talking about the church folks.
Yeah.
In the first scenario where she has been working on her career, the church folk would probably be okay with that because the church woman is supposed to keep herself pure and holy and saved for the marriage bed. And the other scenario, they'd be like, yeah, you got too many runs on that model.
Okay, exactly.
I mean, then
they're pressing the clock, you know. They think, you know, once you're 40 and you're female, if you ain't been and ain't done, you're pressed. So you're pressing. Somebody tell you they like you, it turns to I love you before the sun come up, you know. And now we, you know, going on a cruise. Well, we're going to get engaged. And no, we're going on a cruise. I ain't thinking about getting engaged. I mean, it's just, you know, things that, you know, as age progresses, women, you know, get pressed. Or guys think women get pressed, I'll say that. So we'd rather not deal with that if that's not where we're at.
Wow.
I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, you want a 45-year-old man who ain't never had no kids, ain't been in a long-term relationship, you know, and his life. Exactly, because you wonder what the hell is going on with this.
The thing that I think is gay, because I'd be like, why are you 45 and you ain't got no You ain't got no babies.
See, damn if we do, damn if we don't.
That's a red flag to me. That's a red flag to me. I wouldn't want to date a 45-year-old man who didn't at least have one child. Or I would think, is your plumbing working? So,
look at you.
I'm just saying.
Damn if you do, damn if you don't. See, there's a fine line in there somewhere, and that's where you got to stay. You know? You can't be too good. You can't be, you know, I'm waiting.
You're waiting on what?
I said you can't be that person. I'm waiting. We were talking about what if you ran up on a 45-year-old guy who told you, yeah, I ain't, you know, really never been in a relationship. I ain't got no kids. I'm just waiting for Ms. Wright to come along. Dude, you 45 years old, you still waiting? You sure you ain't found Ms. Wright and just you as Mr. Wrong? I mean, you know.
Wow.
Take interaction.
Okay, go. Wait, hold on. Go ahead, Keith.
Oh, is it me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just got off the phone with a female friend of mine who's 33 and frustrated because she's single. Now, when I say single, I mean single to the upteenth degree, as in she's never been in a serious relationship, and she's pissed off. Because, you know, she has her own thing going on, has her own, she's working, providing for herself, own house, own car, and she's like, well, why can't I find a man?
Because you can't
find these. You find these ladies who got two or three kids, you know, and they're doing that thing. But she's like, what's wrong with me? How come I'm she's never, ever been in a relationship, period. And she's mad at that.
But she's focused on her career for 32 years, and that's what she wants. But now,
you know what,
she got it, and she mad.
Okay, so
no, I don't know.
Are you saying that she was supposed to have a happy medium and focus on career and look for a relationship at the same time?
Well, it's just like, you know, people, like with me and Kira and a couple of groups together, and one of my friends said, you know, I'm packing my heart up and packing it up for 2013. Okay, well, in 2014, don't be mad at me because you're not in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, people make decisions and they make choices. And then they get what they want from their choices,
and they still
but they don't get the other thing they want, and then they want to ask you why.
And because
you can't win a game if you don't play a game.
Instead of asking us why, she should ask herself why, because she's the common denominator in all this.
Exactly. And you can't win if you don't play. And I don't mean you got to be sleeping with people, you got to be dating, but damn, you got to be doing something. You got to be dating, you got to be going out, you got to be, you know, experiencing people. You got to be willing to talk to folks. You can't be sitting up at the bar, guy come up and say, hey, how you doing? Can I buy you a drink? No, I don't want to talk to you. Then go home at the end of the night and say, your girlfriend, don't nobody want to talk to me. No, that's your thing.
Or post that shit on Facebook.
Okay, wait. So I'm supposed to talk to everybody that approaches me at the bar?
No,
you can always say
no.
No,
not at all.
Okay, but I just
No. How about this? Yeah, you're supposed to talk to everybody that approaches you. Everybody that speaks to you, you should speak back.
Okay, I speak.
You can always tell them after 5 or 10 minutes, hey, you know what? I'm not interested in carrying this conversation on.
Really?
What harm does it do?
5 to 5 to 10 minutes is a long time.
What harm does it do?
Time is money, Easy. Time is money. You wasting my time,
what
Slim.
What money are you making in the bar?
Hey, I could be making a lot of money. You never know. I'm joking. Again,
tonight, I'm
just doing bad jokes all around.
Yeah.
Ain't making
no
money
wow.
in the club. None at all.
I mean, you know, I mean, look, if somebody was, and you know, I get accused of this all the time. Somebody want to talk to me, I give them 5 minutes. You know, hey, I figure if I was interesting enough for you to come talk to, that I should at least say thank you by talking to you. Even if I've already decided you're not who I want.
Okay.
But you should always be gracious, whatever, unless that person is an asshole. You should always be gracious.
Okay.
Is it, hold up for a second. I'm hearing like interference. Like there's a 5 second relay after I say something. I can hear myself 5 seconds later.
Yeah, you know, you got Deidre on the soundboard tonight. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, Lord. Deidre?
Seeing that she's gone to answer the phone. So.
Y'all, wow.
What's going on, fam?
I ain't making no
Hello.
Noise, man. Everything is good. Hey.
Who else on the line?
Arona.
Hey,
oh,
Arona.
There you go, Arona. How you doing, lady?
I'm fine. How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
Everything's good in your hood?
Awesome. Yes, everything is good in my world. Thank you.
We're wild.
Do y'all still hear interference?
No, it's
not
a little
now.
Better now.
No, better.
Okay.
Thank you, Diva.
You had both
Appreciate
phones
you.
Open, didn't you?
What'd you say? I didn't hear that.
I said you had both phones open, didn't you?
No, I didn't have both phones open. Thank you very much.
Okay.
About 10 minutes is a long time. Where's Marcia?
Whatever.
So, Q, this young lady has a career and everything, and she works
real
hard.
Yeah, she's down in Gainesville, Florida.
Okay, what they got to do? We didn't even know what she was.
I'm just giving a scenario,
man. Yeah, we did, because location makes a difference. If he'd have told me she was in Key West, I'd have been told her she need to move. But keep going. Gainesville ain't too bad.
She's in Gainesville, Florida, and she works for – she's a bus driver. She works for the – I guess she works for the state.
You sure you ain't talking to my cousin? Nah, let me find out. Anyway. And I'm
so
sure there's a guy to get on her bus every day to try to talk to her, and she like, he riding the bus. I ain't got nothing to say to him.
A lot of women like that. A lot of them like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't care. You,
you don't care?
Car,
wait, Rona, you don't care?
I don't.
At all.
If I got a car, why you need one?
Tell me, Rona, why we need 2 car notes?
That's what's wrong with a lot of women. Their list is so long of the perfect man, and they're looking for this perfect man, and you never gonna find him.
There's no such thing as a perfect man.
He got to be making a six-figure salary. He got to be doing this.
No, but you know what? There's no such thing as a perfect man. There's this such thing as a complimented man, which means you will find that person that compliments you, because everybody got shit with them.
Right.
Everybody. And you have to find the easiest and the hardest part is finding that person who compliments your shit. That's all.
Got
you. Know.
Okay. I agree.
But hold up, y'all. Now, when you're talking about a single female, she goes up, let's just use your friend. She is establishing her career. She's 33. She's not been in any serious relationships. She doesn't have any kids. Does she have any kids, yes or no?
I think she does.
Okay, well,
let's just say no.
Okay, so here she is. She's 33. She's getting close to the 35 when society says that for a woman, there are more complications when she's having a kid. Okay? She's ready to get married. She's already focused and all of this kind of stuff. And you guys, y'all are like, maybe not 33, but I could do a 23-year-old. And she may have stuff. That 23-year-old may have stuff with her, but the 33-year-old, she may not be as fit as she used to be. She might not be as thick as y'all needed to be. So it's a little bit harder for women because y'all can just go in the – y'all can drop down. There is someone turning 18 or 19 or 21, a fresh new batch of women come out every day for y'all. But women –
But
the list for us, like, let's just say he need to have a job. He can't have any felonies. He can't do this. And just say you have like a reasonable list. But as I get older, I have to start taking shit off that list. Like, well, he can have one felony. Well,
that goes across the board. Not necessarily.
You can go and get a brand new honey bun, fresh out the oven.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
But you know
because she's looking
but
at you,
up.
Saying
these
you
up.
Ain't fabulous.
That honey bun better have some standards. Like she better be working. She better be.
But that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, Q, it's sort of like that commercial. Have y'all seen that commercial? It's a pizza commercial, and the woman is standing at the refrigerator door, and she says, I want one that has cheese on it. And so everything that doesn't have cheese on drops away. And it says, oh, well, I don't want it to have bell peppers. And all of the pizzas that had bell peppers drops away. You still have, like, 50 million Well, not 50 men. You still have 100 women you can choose from. With a woman, it's not the same. It's not the same.
That goes across the board.
It does not go across the board.
Deidre. That's bullshit.
Why get mad at a choice you made? That's your list.
What do you mean, my choice? What choice did I make?
Listen to me. Listen to me. Women and men make different choices.
Yes, they do, but that's my point.
Okay. All right,
but that's
then.
My point.
So you can't be mad because your standards are higher than mine.
I'm not saying that I am mad. I'm just saying that the situation is far better for men. Like, you know,
I don't know that
people get women. No, that's not true. Men make a bad situation better.
Men make a bad situation better. Men do not have a problem turning a hoe into a housewife or at least trying. Men don't have a problem with that. Women do.
Because you can choose about 20 hoes you want to turn around.
Bullshit. I love you, Deidre, but bullshit.
No, seriously, dudes. Come on. Like, you could literally, like now with this whole media age, you could literally, you could get on Craigslist, you could get on Match, you could get on.
So can women.
What I'm saying, listen to what I'm, you know, God dang it, you better listen. You can go on any social media site and get a little chick that will do anything. But if I just have some standards that I want, is the pickings are slim.
I disagree.
And it's either I'm going to accept, like I said, you got two felonies. You're in a relationship with someone who they ain't going nowhere. They ain't going to leave you alone. She your baby mama. She ain't going nowhere. And guess what? She going to give it up to you whenever you want it, however you want it. And that's just something I'm going to have to deal with. What is all that?
Nothing, Deidre. Nothing.
You know what? Y'all are, I'm telling y'all the real deal wholesale, and y'all are making it like it's
not
the truth.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. That
yes,
could go,
I am.
Baby, that could go both sides. That
I don't
could
see
go
it.
Both sides.
I don't see
Deidre.
It.
For instance.
Deidre.
For instance.
Deidre. You know me. I meet a woman, I tell her I got a girlfriend, a fiance, a wife, and four kids. Just
yeah.
to see what her reaction is going to be.
And she will probably say, "Ooh, that nice deep voice, and you so tall. And okay, where can we go?"
There you go. And we
oh
cool,
God.
And we can work
oh,
from
shit.
There. But then there's those other women out there that
but
be like, I get out my face.
Hell to the no.
Right, but they're not giving
right.
me a chance either way. See, at least the one that gave me a chance is going to learn, hey, you know what, he is a real cool dude, and, you know,
okay,
whatever. And that other one is going to...
But that's exactly my damn point, Ezell. Nobody's disputing
what?
The fact that you are not a good man or whatever, but your ass got a wife, a fiancé, and four damn girlfriends. Why the hell I want to be number 10?
Women outnumber men 6-1 in the
garbage.
United States
oh,
of America. What do you want me
Deidre.
To do?
That's garbage.
Deidre.
That's garbage.
Deidre.
Go ahead, Jeff. Go ahead.
I want to say this. Everybody knows that men are different from women. So we, men, a lot of us like to fuck for fuck's sake. Y'all need to have standards for relationships. That's what y'all get hung up at. You talking
talk
about
that.
Having
talk
you,
that.
You talking about having standards for a relationship, and that's why you can. That's why you can sit there and talk about how a dude can have a new chick or some new chick come out left and right. Yeah, because our situation is straight. We're not looking for a relationship. We're not looking for a partner to help us sustain ourselves. We're the hunters. Y'all are the hunters. That whole relationship situation that you're looking for, you're looking for somebody to help you sustain you. We are not doing that.
I ain't looking for no motherfucker to sustain me. I got my own tip, nipple.
And that's why you end up at 45, sitting at home, eating ice cream, talking about why
no.
I ain't got no man.
No.
Why you ain't got no man? Why you ain't got no man?
Wow.
And why men ain't shit?
Why
no.
that bitch got a man?
No, first of all, I'm neither one of those women. I what I'm saying is I'm not looking for someone to sustain me. I am looking for someone to share some stuff with. And I ain't
share
sitting at home eating no ice cream and all this kind of stuff. Thank you very much. I could be in a relationship
personal.
Right now, Nickel.
Whatever you say, it's your dancing of revolution, then. Whatever.
Do what?
Whatever, then.
What's with the end?
Huh? I can't. Oh. Don't get me started. That's all I'm saying. Because the Rona over there sitting over there kicking and cackling, and I'm seeming to have to be the only woman that's going to speak up and say the nonsense y'all talking is garbage.
Well, why is it garbage?
Deidre,
how about it's the way of the world? Okay, let's
how about
make this
it's
short.
Garbage? And you know what? There are
let's,
other women who are listening, and guess what? Y'all can call in at 760-683-2662, or you can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends, or you can hit us up in the Facebook group, which is Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. Now, what was y'all saying? More nonsense?
Nothing.
More nonsense. Joy, what do you have?
It wasn't no nonsense, boo.
Uh-huh. Joey,
we never talk nonsense. We talk the straight up truth. We talk about what's real.
Mm-hmm.
How's
Deirdre, I want to ask a question. Because earlier when I said that a man did not have to have a car for me to consider him as a potential mate. And you was like, he don't have to have a car. Why is that important?
Oh, sweetie, the man that I was married. Okay, if we're talking about Deidre, first of all, I don't need you to have a car. And if you want to even go further, when I was married to my husband, he didn't even have a license. So I drove him around. So for me, I don't care.
Okay. I'm learning. Okay, and the thing about guys and Deidre, do you all believe, I don't know anybody who has ever been to prison. I don't know anybody, personally. Do you all believe, though, that prison can reform some people?
Of course.
Yeah.
And that if I met somebody and they say, well, I got two felonies, that, again, isn't like a strike. I mean, why is that kind of stuff a strike? Like, I don't understand.
It's a strike because society says it is.
And especially for some of the people who work in the federal government, depending on how high my clearance is, the people that's around me, I don't need y'all. See, okay, I'll give you a perfect example. Working for TSA, Homeland Security, there are certain requirements. I'm putting business out there in the street. A couple of years ago, my finances wasn't where they are now, and they let me go because I had some stuff on my credit that was too high for them, and they said that I am a risk, that someone could contact me and say, hey, I'll pay you X amount of dollars, clear up your credit, if you'll give us this information. This was the scenario that they gave me. And I was like, man, I wouldn't do nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But you never know, somebody else might.
And that's the way it is.
Wow.
I'm with the State Department.
Okay.
I got a clearance.
Gotcha.
Same thing.
Okay. Gotcha.
But I'm not asking for this chick, rap sheet when we're dating.
But Ezell, you may not ask, but I know personally when doing clearances, when we're talking about the top secret with the SSI and
FBI,
all
of
this,
FBI.
Right.
And some people were advised not to marry certain people because of their credit situation and their background information.
Deidre, but once again, that's a choice that you have to make. You cannot do that and then turn around and say, well, why can't I find nobody? Okay, because you wanted to make $175,000 a year with your top secret clearance. That was your choice.
Wow.
You made that choice.
I didn't know that it got that deep.
And I'll give you one even better. Me and my father's names are the same, and my father done some shit. I done had to answer for some shit that I ain't had. Luckily, I could tell them when that happened. I was 12. Okay. You know, you can't divorce your family, but you try to separate yourself from that ass when that shit happened. I was, whoa,
well,
that's my dad, dude.
I
was 12 when that happened. Look at the age.
Right,
look
but
the
what
year.
I'm trying to point out is when people talk about, what your rap sheet is, okay, yes, I have made a choice. I want to be in the federal government so that I can make X amount of dollars or do whatever or be a part of this great mission of the country, whatever.
Right, so you've limited your field. Cut out all the felons. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying you can't then turn around and be mad because.
But I can. Like, gosh darn it, how come you got to go to jail?
Gosh darn it.
Like, dude, really? Like, what were you thinking? Like, seriously?
Well,
didn't you know I was going to come around into your life? Do you know what you're missing now? Okay. Okay, I will. Okay,
this conversation just told me I could never apply for the federal government.
It what?
This conversation just told me I could not apply to the federal government.
No, you just can't need a clearance or a financial, whatever it's called. I can't figure it out.
Right.
I don't want nobody digging in my shit.
I give you a prime example. I used to work with a guy, and the position of director came up, and they was going to hire him for it, and they told him he needed his financials. He told them, never mind. Choices. He literally said, never mind. I was like, hey, really? He's like, yeah, I don't need nobody in my business that much. I'm good.
Exactly. I'm good.
Okay, so just to dial this down just a little bit, the chick who is the manager at McDonald's, who might not want a whole lot of drama in her life, she might be able to write off the fact that you was a drug dealer over you being a rapist and trying to get with her.
What?
There you go.
Wait, okay. Wait now. Repeat that.
She was talking, she asked the question, for some people, why does it matter? Why does it matter if you're in jail? Versus that if it was a drug dealer, you not know that it was just by certain circumstances behind it. But if you were a rapist or a murderer, then I might want to, put a little bit more thought into getting with you.
Exactly. Okay.
So just trying to dumb it down a little bit because we're talking about all this government stuff, and, you know, we don't have a whole lot of listeners who are government folks. But for the regular average Joe,
wow.
Fine. Whatever.
Wow. I got a question.
Okay, you got a question.
This is for the ladies, and this is an age-old question.
Oh God!
And I just wanted your opinion on it. It's the B word, the taboo that men can't call y'all that, but women can call y'all that.
Personally, I don't prefer for anybody to call me that. Personally.
Uh-huh.
Personally.
Okay. Well, I'll say this. That for me, I can see any woman riding on that one, just like somebody could ask the question about the N-word.
Right.
Right.
How come, you know, I can say it to Giselle, but George Bush.
The white person
I think
for me, I'll say this, because I have had, I'm trying to think how long it's been. It's been a while since I heard it, you know. I've had a girl say, B, such and such, you stupid, you know, whatever, whatever. And the context in which she was saying it, she there was no ill will behind it.
Right.
Let's not say that. Let's choose something else. So if a dude was to say it, he ain't talking about, he ain't saying, B, you crazy, you stupid. He'd be like, B, you make me sick, and that's why your ass by yourself. And
okay,
I'm
again,
like,
I disagree.
Ready to fight.
I disagree. It's the dude could say in the same context as you,
okay,
one of your women friends.
Okay, but first of all, why would a dude want to say it like that, though? Like, for real?
What?
I'm trying to understand, like, why would you do that?
If I have a female friend that I've known for years, 20 years.
Right.
And she cracks a joke, and we both laugh, and I say, you know what, you's a funny bee. That wasn't any type of malicious content of anything.
Yeah, but
it's
like, why would you want to choose that word? How come you can't?
Because. Hold up. Say what?
You feel like you want to
first of all, I say because you know me. It's no ill will. It's like, you know what, you're a funny motherfucker. You know, it's the same thing. To me, it's the same thing. It's in context. It's not harsh. It's not, you know, it's not negative at all. It's like, you know what, you funny as hell to me.
Okay, so
I just use that pronoun.
Okay, well, choose another one. You're a smart guy.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, your vocabulary
because I like to say, I like saying the word hooker.
Okay.
It's nothing negative.
You know what's funny, though, Q, that you said that? Because I know you crazy. If you said hooker, I think I'm less offended than if you said you're a funny bee. I don't know why, but I just would. Because, you know,
is
what it
B
is?
The new
N? No,
oh,
wait. You know what? You know why? Because I'm not a hooker, so I know you're not telling the truth. But sometimes I can
be
a little, yeah. So I don't know if today was that day you were remembering back when I was in that moment. So
in what moment?
The moment when I was acting like a bee.
Hit dog collar.
You had thought back,
man,
and you was like, man, you're a funny bee. And I'd be like, are you talking about last week or are you talking about right now? Because I need to know
so
we can fight. Huh?
First of all, you stupid.
I'm just saying.
And you wouldn't want to fight me.
Okay, but I'm just saying, if you in that exact scenario, if you said, you're a funny hooker, I know I ain't no hooker. So you ain't talking about last week. You ain't talking about last month. You ain't even talking about last year or 5 years ago.
The whole content is it's nothing negative.
Well, but I'm telling you that it's negative for me.
Okay, well, I'll start calling Arona B then.
Okay, you can do that. If Arona lets you.
Whatever.
If Arona lets you, then it's all good. It's all good.
I'm joking.
Crazy.
I would prefer that you just choose different words in the English vocabulary. How about that?
No.
No?
He said no.
Why do you have to be this? Well, I mean, like, how come you just can't go with the flow sometimes?
Well, he said no.
Why?
Because when you want folks to go with the flow with you, you want them to do it. So won't you just line up?
Dude, who are you talking to? I know this your radio show. I know this your radio show. But you don't talk to me like a cat.
Yo, man, this is the last show of the season. I can do what I want to do. Anything goes. Now what?
Oh, I love it.
What you gonna do? You gonna come talk to me? Huh?
I be.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute,
bitch,
now.
Please.
Wait a minute. Wait. Don't get your mic turned off, Slim. Don't get your mic turned off.
Don't get
your mic turned off.
I'm not above it. We all laughing and joshing and playing.
I'm not above it.
Why are you going to keep my mic off,
though? Dang it. See, here's the problem, Joe. Here, let me tell you. Here's the problem. I've just told you I don't like it. And then you want to go and make a jokey joke. And Ezell.
But Deidre, I love you.
Don't let that come out your mouth no more. Don't let that come out your mouth no more.
So then what come on?
I heard Ezell on the fly. He said a little something, something.
What'd I do?
You know what you did. Just don't do it no more. Okay, people. Okay, people. So we got about 29 more minutes left in the show, and it has been awesome.
I don't know if females are calling in.
I don't know. I guess you done scared them off, thinking they think you're going to call them a B. Anyway, so.
The females I know, they like it.
760-683-2662. Please call in, join in the conversation, and talk with us. Now, Joey, I need to hear from you. What are some of your most memorable shows from this past season? Like, what's up?
Who?
Joe don't want to sleep on me? I mean, you there?
Joe,
I'm here.
To take care of Mama. He ain't thinking about you.
Nah, I'm here. My phone was on mute.
Oh, no.
And I'm just sitting here talking away.
Lunch boxes.
And I'm like, Deidre, will you be quiet so I can talk? And it was my fault the whole time. Sorry. Oh, man, I don't know. This season we had a whole bunch of good shows, so it's kind of hard for me to pinpoint one. But
okay, give me a top three.
Hold on. You got to give me a second. Can you come back to
one
me?
One second. It's over.
Wait, you got to come back to me. I liked the week before last topic.
Oh, with you and Jeff?
Oh, yeah, no, that was one of my favorite shows, just for the fact that we wasn't getting fussed at by Deidre the whole time.
Oh, but you was, because I was on Facebook.
You just
didn't hear my voice.
It's not the same. Reading it is not the same. But, I still say the one where we taught everybody that it's a good thing to take a knee. I appreciated that show. I think more people should take a knee, and I think we would have world peace if more people took a knee.
I agree.
So that was one of my favorites.
So
I
missed that. So do we say, like, people as a general, or was it, like, gender-wise, like, women need to take a knee more than men?
Well, I think women need to do it more. I think women need to do it more. They have definitely slacked off in these last couple of years with taking a knee because I guess they're above it now. There was a time where, you know, women didn't have a problem with that. But now, for some reason.
Are you serious?
I
don't have a problem with it.
Are you
serious?
I found that there are more women who are open about it and want to take a knee and all this kind of stuff. Like, they actually prefer.
Oh, shit.
Did you say, you know what?
I'm going to have to agree. That is BS, seriously.
Thank you.
Okay, well. Okay.
But I'm just saying, but amongst friends, we have taught people the importance of taking a knee for both male and female, and I think that was one of my favorite shows. Even though it wasn't the main topic, like that one got just sparked an interest for me because I really promote people taking a knee, and it's just amazing when you can do that for other people. It's about the spirit of giving, especially in this season of giving. It's important that, if anything, wrap that up in a box and put it under my tree.
Knee taking.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that was one of them.
Okay. And then?
Hold on. I'm looking. Oh, and then the big discussion about whether women can have emotionless sex. That was a really good show. I still don't agree with you, Deidre, 100%, but I was enlightened by a lot of people.
Well, but we also established that it's not a matter. See, you agree.
No, I'm just quoting the topic.
No, but I'm saying you did agree that women can have emotionless sex. You just don't agree with them doing that.
Okay.
And why don't you agree?
No, he does agree that they can. He just would not advise them to do so. He wants them to live above the standard and respect their bodies and what not.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think women should treat their bodies right. But I also said in that line of statement. I think that if you don't complain about being used by men, if you're going to let them use you. That was the added point to that.
Okay, but they're not necessarily being used.
That came from a man.
They ain't being used.
I'm saying if you don't feel like you're being used, Deidre, if you don't feel like you're being used, then that's fine. But I hear women say, oh, why can't they wife me? Why don't they love me? I give them all the sex in the world, and it's without emotions, but they still won't marry me. Don't complain. If you're going to be a mattress tester, be a mattress tester. Don't try to be a wife
ahead,
if you're a mattress tester.
Okay.
You see a trend here, Joey?
That's the difference.
But they're not having emotions. You see how women make decisions for themselves and then get mad about it?
Exactly, Ezell. Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
They
make choices and then they regret them, and then it's our fault.
It is your fault. No, it's not. You're supposed to know what I was feeling.
I get yelled at.
No, but you know what? Women do believe that.
You knew she wanted to be with you. That was not my problem. Protect yourself at all times.
Well.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. My goodness. Okay.
That was a funny one.
We could go back into that conversation and but we're not. What else? What's number three?
And number three, let me see. It's one of those things, because a couple of our topics in that show, Jeff and I did, we had a couple of good questions while I'm looking for an actual another show, but we were talking about is it okay to cheat on your wife if she's not giving you none, or vice versa?
Heck,
I thought that was a very interesting.
Heck no.
I hear someone saying, you're not fulfilling it, therefore you're not cheating.
What did
you
say?
The contract is void if you are not fulfilling your part of it, therefore it is not cheating.
That's some garbage right there. If I ever did it.
Only in case of emergency.
If you voided the contract, go ahead and get a divorce.
Why?
And then you can have sex with whoever. I mean, why
exactly.
Not sit there and she,
because,
if she voided the contract, divorce her.
I'm with you. That's what you do. You separate, wait till you get divorced.
No,
exactly. In Maryland, you got to be separated a year before you can divorce.
If she was in a horrendous car accident and they render her a paraplegic or quadriplegic, then of course, you know. But if she's able bodied and still not putting out, it's a problem. It's a problem.
Okay, it's a problem.
You know what? You gonna leave my accent alone.
Oh, and Deidre, then you ask.
I would have met y'all earlier in the year.
I know, right?
Go ahead, Joey. Whatever.
No, I agree. I wish we would have met you earlier in the year too.
Well,
yeah.
Growing up.
Okay. Because
she's bringing, she brings a different perspective to the female audience on this show, which I appreciate.
All Lorana is doing is agreeing with y'all. And y'all
no,
like,
she's not agreeing. She's not just agreeing with us, but she's putting another spin.
They had a lot of great valid points. They had a lot of great valid points.
Thank you.
From a male. Yes, they did.
Thank you, Lorana.
Thank you, Lorana.
Yes, they did.
And it feels good. Deidre, that's not you particularly, Deidre, but a lot of women, not all, but a lot of women, that's why y'all don't have men, because you can't agree with your man. You can't stand by your male friends. You can't support them.
Yeah,
you're always putting them down and
man.
Judging them, and it's just ridiculous. How about you just shut up sometimes and just agree?
Shut up,
Deidre.
And I'm going to be honest, fellas, I do that.
Not to you, Deidre.
Not to you. I'm still single. But, you know, I'm very submissive.
Being submissive does not have anything to do with being single or being in a relationship. Because some men don't like submissive women. Some men like their woman to be aggressive, and some men, I don't know who, and they must be batshit crazy, but some men like women who are controlling. Again, that's not me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like a controlling woman.
Right, exactly.
yeah, no, shit, seriously. There are some men that enjoy batshit crazy women. Not me. I mean, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Every now and then, it was kind of hot to see a woman act a fool.
Oh yeah,
every once in a while. Not the snap women. I don't want that snap from Oxygen woman. But you know, every once in a while, she threatened to come and key your car or flat your tires. That's kind of sexy. But no poisoning my cupcakes or shooting me while I'm asleep type of stuff.
Antifreeze in your Gatorade.
Right. No, not none of that.
No, because what's sexy to me about a crazy woman is, you know, if you argue with a female and, you know, and the dude, like, you know what, I'm walking away, then she comes in and knock the girl out, that's sexy to me.
Okay.
Knock her
right
ass
in.
Out, baby. Knock her ass out.
Oh, you want to see them fight?
Man,
I don't think that's pretty, seeing women fight. Three things not pretty about a woman is if they smoke, if they fighting each other, or if they got a foul mouth. I don't think that's attractive. Those three things are not attractive.
I could agree with you on the smoking and the foul mouth. But, you know, if a sister who's protecting your honor, because you, as a gentleman, you know, gentlemen are not supposed to harm, hit women, period. So, you know, since that's the scenario, I let my girl handle it. I'm like, baby, get her bad.
I don't want my boo all scratched up and puffy eye. Now I want her to stand by me, fight for me. I'm with you on that, but I hope she put some Vaseline on that joint and take them earrings out.
Look,
if a woman needs to be hit, I need to leave.
Amen.
Some of them
do be mean.
You go home and you pull.
Because what if she hit my baby real hard?
Yeah, because I'm going to step in there.
Yeah,
because I'm
going to
forget myself. I'm
going to
put my foot in your throat.
Okay.
My foot in your throat.
I'm the type of fighter. I'm trying to get you out in one or two hits, because I'm not gonna be fighting for too long. So I'm taking you out in one or two hits.
I got about 3 good minutes. I'm hitting you in your throat and I'm out. There you go.
I'm trying to get you dropped. You drop on the ground so I can get in my car and drive off before the police get there.
Wrestling move. We all watched wrestling when we was kids. Wrestling move.
Hit him in the throat.
On the concrete.
Ouch.
She might, but if you punch in the throat, she might throw a switch and she might throw back. You have to put in the pile drive on the concrete. That way, you have to render her senseless and useless. Thank you. Okay, what's the next topic?
Well, it's another sidebar, but they were saying, Deidre asks, do men really sit around and argue whether doggy style is better than oral sex?
No.
Huh? No, we don't. No.
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 See?
Next question.
We might not sit around and talk about it, but we definitely do weigh our options in that arena a lot of times. Which one am I going to go for tonight? Which one would I prefer? And nine times out of ten, because they not taking a knee, we want them to go down.
Well, look, we understand in my house.
What'd you say, Isa?
I don't need that bullshit. We understand in my house.
Deidre, what you gonna do? I'm gonna let y'all know one thing, brothers. I'm gonna tell them. When we talk about sex, we talk about how good the pee is. Not necessarily y'all, but how good the pee is. That's all. We'll come across your name, like Deidre got some, or Arona got some bomb, but the talk is specifically on the pee.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? What?
That's all. Just do better.
Just do better?
It's not about the oral sex with y'all.
If it's good, but if it's right.
I was getting ready to say, wait a minute. Yeah, with me it is. I'm telling you. Hey, ooh.
Okay.
Take it me.
Because I'm telling you, you can get the pee anywhere.
Okay.
You can get that anywhere. You can get, but you can't get good head. I'm just gonna say it how it needs to be said. You can't get good head just from anywhere. You can't.
Say that one more time.
You can't. That is a skill, ladies. That is a skill. Just like cooking is a skill. That is a skill. And I recommend if you want to keep your husbands and you want to keep him away from them skank women, then you better learn. You best learn that skill. It's okay. It's okay. It's not a bad thing. Fellas, same for you. Same for the men. You need to get over it. If you a man that you are scared to go aqua scuba diving, you need to get do better.
Oh.
And I understand. You know what? I understand why men and women are fearful of going down on their partners because they have ran into some stunk and stanky people. You have to bathe. That is a universal language. You said, I don't care if it's in English, Spanish, Dominican, Italian, French, Japanese, Chinese, look at these. I don't care what it is. You got to bathe. You got to bathe, and you got to go see your OBGYN, and you got to go see that doctor that's going to make you cough. You got to do all these things, ladies and gentlemen, because you're messing it up for the general public. Because I believe in bathing. I believe in bathing.
Oh my God,
and you're messing it up for everybody. You're messing it up for everybody. So get it together.
Wash your hands.
Please.
Wow.
Because ain't no reason no woman need to smell like no fish. If you smell like fish, nothing angers me more in the world besides paying taxes. Nothing angers me more than a woman that walks in the room and she smells like Aquaman.
I can't stand,
and you know it's a woman, because a woman is the only, a nasty stank woman is the only one that smells like fish tacos.
Get it together. You know what? I'm going to need you to get it together.
Oh, my stomach. Oh, shit. Fish tacos.
I'm serious.
Oh, my God.
I'm so serious.
Stupid.
I'm so sick. I can't stand it. I can't stand it, man. You messing it up, and guys, you coming home from the gym or whatever the hell you coming from, and you know your balls stink. You want your woman to go down there, and you're messing it up for everybody else because you know women go and talk to their friends.
Okay, but you know what, though? You got to hold up a little bit because some women love that scent, smell on a man. You be telling your girl, look, baby, let me go bed. She be like, come here. That's her fault. That's not totally
what you're doing. Oh, you know what? I don't know nothing about that, Q. Listen, let me tell you, Q, if that woman is doing that, then that's her business. Again, like Ezel said, it's choices. But when you come up and you choking, you come up because I'm sorry. I love who I am. I love me.
I love me to
death. But let me tell you this.
I know that's right.
At the end of the day, I need to get my butt in the shower. I want to say something else. Matter of fact, I'm just going to say it's the last show. I got to get my ass in the shower. You know why? Because I know what musty balls smell like, and it don't smell good. So I got to go get in the shower. Now, you might get one stank, nasty hoe that don't mind going down with the sweaty balls, but you're not going to get no classy woman that got the skills to pay the bills to go down on you, and you smell like you've been playing in trash juice. No. Go.
Wow.
Trash juice.
I object, Joe.
I trash juice.
You object, he said, why so? Now, there's
man,
a difference between,
like,
wait, let me say this. There's a difference between the natural body odor that you release. There's a difference between that and nasty, sweaty stankness.
I ain't showered in three days, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a difference.
But you might not, Ezel, but there are many people, male and female, that are just stank. And then they want people to do these things, and they mess it up for the general public.
You feel me?
I'm not talking about natural body odor. Because a lot of people, I mean, not trying to go into the chemistry of everything, but a lot of people don't realize that you give off a natural pheromone that attracts women, that attracts men, and then you put your perfume on there, certain colognes and perfumes you got to figure out which really interacts well with your natural body odor, not your stank odor, your natural body odor, you know, and there's a difference. There's a difference, and then if your woman don't want you to bathe because she want to smell you, that's because you're trying to see if she's smelling another woman, and that's the problem if she did.
Now, that's 100% true.
Now,
because
that's nasty. If you smell another woman on you, that's nasty. Now, you smell her perfume or you smell the natural chemicals after sexual relations, that's different. But if you smell fish on your man, yeah, you might not want to do nothing
with
him.
It's the natural smell of sex, and you know, I haven't given him any in 3 days.
That's why he went out and got sex from somebody else.
Exactly. That's why he went to go get himself stuff because you was being selfish with your shit. Selfish.
You ain't talking to me, so.
He's stupid. He's selfish. You ain't talking to me.
You're not talking to me. I'm not selfish.
Shoot, 3 days.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's. What is Deidre saying?
Okay, first of all...
No, that's another show I got to listen to.
Oh, okay, my bad.
See? Always making assumptions.
I'm sorry, Mookie.
Okay, there are 5 minutes left in the last season of Amongst Friends. So if you want to get your shot in, please give us a call at 760-683-2662. Or you can post your question, comment in the Facebook group.
I cannot get online. The hell?
Huh?
Okay. Joey, are there any shows that you wish that we would have never done?
Oh, yeah, there is one. Who that little poll show we tried to do?
The poll?
Yeah, the poll show, P-O-L-L, like who is the craziest amongst friends.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
Okay. Well, some things work and some things don't. I'm going to say one of, let's see, hold on, I'm going to tell y'all what the viewers have said was one of our best shows. And the best show goes to Okay, that's what I said. I want that one. And the best show goes to, I went too far down. Oh, and it's actually one of my favorite shows. The best show goes to Is Marriage Overrated?
Oh, yeah, that was a
good
show.
Wow. Wow.
And
we
that's
had,
what Deidre was like, hey, I'm pro-listener. I'm a pro-marriage.
I am. Yeah. We had, for that show, we had 12, almost 1,300 listens.
Wow, awesome.
Wowzers.
Yeah. And the, let's see if I still have that information. And wow, this is very interesting. Shows where our listeners think. Oh my goodness. And the most not listened to show was the X generation. Are we helping or hurting them? Y'all don't care about the kids?
Only mine.
You know what? Anywho, we do appreciate everyone calling in, our new listeners, our old listeners. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for supporting us. We thank our guest hosts who come and support the show.
Yes, yes. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you. And please be prepared because 2013 is going to be an awesome season. And we're going to have a couple of surprises for you as we will be adding a new female host to the show.
Yes.
So.
Awesome.
Y'all need
Yay.
To put y'all big boy panties and big girl panties on because we're about to get crazy. So.
I hope so.
Wow.
Join
big
us.
Y'all.
Whatever.
Yelling.
Whatever. So, again, we appreciate you and your support. We love you. We thank you. Continue to support us as we go into the new year. And we're out of here.
Happy New Year's, guys, and I'm glad I met you all again.
Happy New Year. Come back.
Oh, I got you.
Amongst friends, all up in your area. We got top picks causing mass hysteria. Crew 4D, peak the technique. We hit you hard from the pew to the street. Amongst friends, from the ladies for the men. Just 21, or wearing the pants. Fab or combo that you like. Come and get with us tonight. Amongst friends, Fab or combo. Amongst friends, Fab or combo.